Derek Hashem, February 16th.
Oh, there he goes. She blows.
Let's get personal, people, now.
Is this Shabbaton or not?
I don't know. Who cares?
Obviously not going to Roosevelt decide to get to the bar.
Where are you starting from?
We're supposed to know where we are. We're shivering really.
Yesterday we finished off with the bringing of Yisurim and pain.
Yeah, first we talked about that.
The first, no, it's still the first part.
We said Yisurim is a partial pain.
Yeah, it's a pain.
That it comes from lacking and tension.
Yeah.
Hey, like, the first part is this.
Good.
It's not wasting, but I get to use it better. I get to get 2-in-1.
Oh, we had that random shirt. Remember that shirt you gave us?
The next paragraph, yes, it was good.
That was awesome.
Yosef Atzadik. Yeah, he spoke about it again today.
No, Shvera?
Do it again.
We're doing it again or are we continuing? Yeah.
No, he told gave us a share.
Oh, though. The real.
You're a Mormon Shvera share? Oh, with the gold?
Are we Mormon Shvera?
You
want
to go, Rabbi? You
want to
go?
No, I don't want to go. I can't win them all this at the same time. Rams are grub. Rams are grub.
I bet you I could take you, Rabbi.
Don't get it. You're still a young guy.
I know, but I lost all the arms. Everything. All the arms.
Next
side.
This is
right
here.
Next side.
What did I say?
No, I need you. What are you going?
I have to get changed for that.
So?
Do it off the shirt.
No, I need you.
No. I'm going to get it there.
You
got to change for 50?
The next side.
This side.
I'm just like, it's going to sound a little bit like Vaseline or jelly, you know, whatever. But we can't do better than that. It's not that simple.
It's not that simple.
Remember I told you Miri yesterday? The Miri tells us a Kiddush. Well, even though there's a Mishnah, the Sapphic Kedushin, it says, yeah, it's a Mishnah Kedushin. You're supposed to look at yourself as like you're 50% one way, 50% the other way. You know, up, down, heaven, hell. You're in the middle, or the whole world is in the middle. And you do one mitzvah, and then you tilt the whole yourself. You tilt your scale, you know, to the side of skus, and then you're tilting the world to the side of skus. But it's not that simple. Yes, the Mishnah says if somebody has rave mitzvahs, he's going to make it. But if somebody has rave averus, he is not going to make it. But there's a Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin that talks about all of Klal Yisrael has a chelek l'olam haba. And then it tells you about who doesn't have a chelek l'olam haba.
Wait, a chelek l'olam haba or olam haneshama?
Olam haba is even better than olam
haneshama. I understand, so that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, Kal v'chomer, you have an olam haneshama. You have an olam haba, for sure you have an olam haneshama. That's awesome. I know Shamus is like,
no, I understand.
It's like
I'm
the practice
sure.
Wrong. You get,
that's what the rib is.
That is it. It's ripped. You know, Shamus is awesome. And then you go from there to El Mava. It's like the ski lift to the skis, you know? If you make it to, you get to ski, then you get to go on the ski lift or the Mava.
You ever view the world as less than 50-50?
Yep. Yeah, so the Mishnah talks about who doesn't go to El Mava, someone that doesn't believe in El Mava.
Possible for someone to
fall off
the ski lift?
An apikairis.
No, like they make it to the neshamas and then the nagas.
Yesterday the Rebbe said, yeah, the Rebbe said yesterday that there's some people that don't make it to Olam Haba.
Right.
Those are the only ones? The only people who don't believe in it don't get it?
No, there's a list thing. You want the list? The list is, yeah.
You don't believe.
The Mishnah, there's two Mishnahs here, and then the two sugyas. And the two sugyas, they don't dovetail well with each other. They don't dovetail. Everyone has a chiluk olam haba.
All bnei Yisrael.
All Yisrael. Who doesn't? Someone that doesn't believe in Tchias and Mason in the Torah. Someone that doesn't believe the Torah is Mina Shemayim. Reform and conservative Jews, never. Every reform and conservative rabbi and anyone that listens to them has no chiluk in Olam Haba. Even if it's because they don't believe in Torah and Shemayim. Now, there are conservative Jews that they don't know that because they're just ignorant. They don't know what conservatism is all about.
People who don't believe in Olam Haba or people who don't believe in Tchias and Meisim?
Number one is people that don't believe that Tchias and Meisim is in the Torah. Number
what do you
two,
mean it's in the Torah?
That's what I said. That they don't believe that Tchias and Meisim is in the Torah.
Do they believe that it is?
They believe it might real? Happen. It's some kind of biological phenomenon, you know, cytogenic freezing, and you can bring someone back to life, but they don't believe it's in the Torah. No chiluk olam haba. None? Torah is not in the Shemayim. There is Torah. Moses, he was divinely inspired. He was very close to God, and he was the author of the Torah. He did it with divine inspiration. Ain't le chiluk olam haba.
Was the third one that they don't believe
the Abikairis is the third one.
That they don't believe that Moshe received
the Torah from Shemayim.
Oh, that's the second.
That's the second one. The third one is not Abikairis.
What defines an Abikairis?
The Gemara has about 5 or 6 definitions, but generally someone that's Mezalzel Tamid HaKhamim. Gemara gives an example. Some of the first Talmidei Chachamim as those rabbis. That's enough to lose the Chiluk Olam Haba.
Huh?
Those rabbis. Hani
yeah.
Rabbanan.
Yeah?
Yes. Lose the Chiluk Olam Haba. Hani
Rabbanan.
Hani Rabbanan.
What was that?
That
about who?
The rabbis? Yeah, those rabbis. These rabbis. Yes, that makes fun of rabbis.
Makes
these fun. Rabbis! That you don't understand? Hani Rabbanan, Hani Rabbanan, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said he once called directory assistants in America to get a number. And the lady answered, the operator says, how can I help you, Hani? And Moshe Shapiro said, that's Pshat and Hani Rabbanan.
What are you serious?
I'm serious that he told the story, yeah.
It's a show.
Yeah. Whatever. Take it for what it's worth, and there's no commentary necessary. Apikairis! Kiva! So some that's Kaya Biswar, Machitzainian, Greek philosophy. Like Elisha ben Avuya. Come out of the base medrash, and he'd be hiding his legs or his robes, whatever.
What?
Elisha ben Avuya, you would have these Greek philosophical works in his...
So if you study Greek philosophy, you don't get Olam Haba?
That's just the Mishnah. You asked me to repeat the Mishnah?
I was just surprised by that. So if I studied Plato, I don't get Olam Haba?
No, I mean the Mishnah says, a curve is wrong, it's time, and loses the game with Olam Haba. Aleichu Shalamaka. A guy that uses incantations to heal a wound.
What does that mean?
Somebody use incantations.
Magic.
No, I'm psukim. He says psukim. No, I didn't say it. He says psukim on top of a wound to heal it.
What's
psukim? Psukim. Psukim. Psukim.
Stupid.
Can't hear. There's always.
He keeps on saying magic. You keep on saying no.
It's not magic. It's a name.
Right.
Like, exactly
you want to do the share? I should be quiet.
They say something and I think it's
outside. No. You do. You don't know what you want.
You kick me out already so I can leave.
No, you want to give me the share?
I don't know how to do it.
No. You talk or I should talk?
You kick me out?
No.
Please.
You do.
I didn't get kicked.
Can't get you.
Yo, Rabbi Shiloh.
Shiloh is President Obama. Jay?
Yo, Rabbi. 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 There's some martial artists that can like heal whatever.
That's not what the mission's talking. The mission's talking about using psukim.
It's called Reiki.
Abishal said somebody that says Hashem's name and pronounces it the way it's written. Now you'll notice not a single one of these things is someone that's the majority of the things he does. The various. That's the point.
What?
Not a single one of these things is if someone is the majority of Averis. It lists a whole bunch of things here. Not a single one talks about majority. What's up?
Is this a good
health
for a while?
What's up, Dom? No, it's, you know, this is...
Exactly, this they still have a general
model. That's not really such a good question, though, because if you don't have, in the first place, earned a mama, then you can't use it.
Kala is a mitzvah akas. Anyone that does one mitzvah. Meitiz a mishnah kedushin. Meitiv and layim arikha layama v'neichos aretz. It's good for him. He has length of days. And he gets Salam Abba.
You don't get any mitzvah in a day.
But why is it kasha? One mitzvah? You just do one mitzvah and you get all that? Then my answer is that he's in the balance, he does one mitzvah, and then he gets Salam Abba. So the Mishnah Kedushin says do one mitzvah and get Salam Abba. And the Mishnah Sanhedrin says you believe in Tchiyas HaMeitzim for the Torah. You have Derech Eretz V'Tamid HaChamim. You stick to Torah and you don't go outside to Greek philosophy. You don't use Tzukim to heal yourself. You know, so, you know, how these two Mishnayis.
Where's the Mishnah that says
Kedush
that?
Kedush Lamatas
HaMeitzim. You do one mitzvah and you get all of it?
Neichel HaSaretz. Use the same notion, Neichel HaSaretz. Sanhedrin also says, Lailam Yisha Aretz. They both say to you, inherit the land. Both Mishnayis use the same terminology, inherit the land. So, it's not Pashtut to work them out. So the Meiri, it's Rashi from the Meiri, that there's two ways. There's two Mahalkim. One is through Raiv and one is through Amunah. Smasher, one is through Raiv.
Is the Meiri?
Yes. And one is through Amuna. Now, I'm going to ask Akasha. This is a very difficult topic. I mean, it's a very difficult topic. Akasha, you know. This is, in the view of Rive, there's lots of two views. There's two Gemaras.
The one Brachas has this problem.
The Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah is Mashma. Guy has Rive mitzvahs, he's in Sivan Shal Tzadikim. Guy has Rive Averis, he's in Sivan Shal Rishayim. Then he has between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he picks himself up. Say Mr. Rosh Hashanah. Mr. Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Kedushin says if a guy has Rive mitzvahs, so he gets the reward for his mitzvahs in Olam Haba, and he gets the punishment for his Averis in this world. So it's Mashma from the Gemara Kedushin that the guy has the majority of mitzvahs, he'll make it to Olam Haba. It's just he's going to have to get punished for the minority of the Averis, but Hashem gives it to him in this world, which is better. But the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Smash Bagai does Rav Mitzvahs, he doesn't get any punishment for his Averis at all. You go after Rav. Hashem starts counting the jelly beans. Rav Mitzvahs, okay, no go at him. So that's also two opinions. So you have one opinion that you can get to Olam Haba with Amunah, and then another opinion that you can get to Olam Haba with Rav, and that opinion itself is split. So if you get to Olam Haba through Rav, what do you do with the minority of Averis? You don't get any punishment for them at all, because majority rules? Yeah! Or you get the punishment for the Averis in this world.
Doesn't say you go straight to Olam Haba.
It does, it's Mashma right there. Sifrin Shal Tzadikim.
So you go straight?
So you're in Sifrin Shal Tzadikim, you're Tzadik. So you know, how do you understand? How do you understand that? How do you know? The Ramami Pano has a kasha. How could Hashem overlook an Averis? The guy does an Averis, and because he did Rive, Hashem loves him. So since Hashem loves him, so he forgives the Averis, it's like a judge favoring someone. That's the Ramami Pano's kasha. And the answer is Ramah Mipano. Reish Mem apostrophe Ayin Mipano. Mem Pei Aleph Nun Vav. This is like favoring him. Because you're at Tzaddik, I'm going to overlook your affairs. The judge is not allowed to do that. So the answer is, but since the Torah says, Achrei Rabbah Lahatos,
which means what?
That the Torah says that all the Dinei Torah go after Rav, that's not called favoring someone. Judging someone according to the Mishpatei HaTorah is not called favoring someone. These are all sages. I don't understand what I'm talking about.
Well, then how do you get any mitzvahs if you already have Rova Verus?
What?
You start off Rova Verus.
Before you die, you better cup of rhymes and more.
No, but it's Rov, so...
You're 8 days old, you got your bris, you're good.
Any mitzvah you do, though. Then any Averus you do, if you start off with the majority of mitzvahs, you're never going to be able to do any Averus.
So I guess, you know, to understand, this is one of the most difficult things to understand. And I shouldn't use the word difficult. This is something which is impossible to actually understand. Exactly how Hashem judges each person.
It's like you have to die and then come back and explain it.
How Hashem judges each person is something which we can't. We just can't. But we could understand it in general terms, and that's what I'm going to try and do now. The first you said is Hashem doesn't expect perfection in this world.
Whoa.
Hashem does not expect perfection in this world. Hashem does expect perfection in the next world. Hashem does not expect perfection in this world.
He expects perfection in the next world?
It will be. The next world will be perfect. That's once we're finished doing everything we could do.
What side of the door you're on?
It's going to be perfect.
I mean,
it's going to be perfect. It will be perfect.
It's
going to be perfect exactly the way Hashem wants it to be. Once in this world, we're in control. In the next world, Hashem is controlled and he does things exactly the way he wants. And we don't have any input. We don't get any input in the decisions. We're not part of the meetings. We're not, no protection, no pull. It's perfect. The point is this world. This world is the point. You know, at the end of the game of Monopoly, so then you count up, everyone counts up their cash.
Or there's one person.
You get a certain amount of cash for the amount of houses and hotels they have. You get a certain amount of cash for the amount of properties that they have. And then the one with the most wins. And once the game is over, there's absolutely nothing you can do. It's counted up. And there's a sheet there that says, you know, how much each house is worth, each hotel is worth, each property is worth. And there's a banker and he gives it out. There's absolutely nothing you can do. Now, you don't know whether you're going to win or not, but you just wait and wait and wait until it's over. So what are you going to do? What are you going to enjoy? So the key side is... Give me a marshal. I'll give you a marshal. Let's see, you got a guy. He's called on. They have called, something called sleeper agents. You know what a sleeper agent is?
What?
A sleeper agent. He's a good marshal. You know what a sleeper agent is. And it's very real and it's very dangerous. They had sleeper agents, World War One time, World War Two. Communists had them. The communists, the Germans had them. The communists were notorious. Because communism was a very popular cause. Return the power to the masses. Take the power out of the proletariat, the rich capitalists. Let the people benefit from their own labor.
And for some reason, every single person was starving to death.
Yes. But that's before that was after there were communists in the world already.
Mm.
Before there were communists, communism was like a
dream.
It was a dream, and it was a very, very underground movement that they stretched their tentacles across the whole world. Yeah, tentacles, yes. And there was a world domination movement that was the goal of it from the inception. They were just using these attractive terms or flowery words in order to extend their domination. The ones who were behind it were cruel people, as we see as it developed and it spread. And they would approach people at bars and parties, politicians, people of means, and they would bring them over to the side. You have a secret society, and people would join up. What do you have to do? Just come to meetings. You'll be contacted. And they had tremendous information gathering machine. These people were the forerunners of the NKVD and the KGB, and they handed all the secrets, all the agents, and then 20 years later, so then they activated them. They used them to get information, sabotage, to influence policy. And at the time, there was a senator called Senator McCarthy, and he went on a witch hunt to uproot all the closet communists in the government or in industry.
McCarthyism.
And of course, he ruined people's lives because he went after people that had nothing to do with that. No, there's a famous story with... It's one of these Kakaprata stories with Nancy Wyatt. You know who Nancy Wyatt is? Nancy Wyatt was accused of being a closet communist sympathizer, and he went after her. She had a job with a public servant, and she had access to things. And he went after her, and ruined her reputation. He got her fired, because she could never be in government service again. And then it turned out that there was someone with the same name, Nancy Wyatt, and the guy, Senator McCarthy, got the names mixed up. He went after the wrong person. She was vindicated, and she was hired by an up-and-coming senator by the name of Ronald Reagan, and he ended up marrying her, and she became the first lady of the United States. And she never would have gotten that if she wouldn't have been
messed over
by Senator McCarthy. It's one of these Kakaprata stories. And he ruined people's lives. He went out with innuendos, with suspicions. He had no proof. And then goodbye, anyone he went after was like, the guy was a master. He should have been a communist himself. But let's hear some of these. He's a communist sympathizer. He's an assistant. He's like a legal attaché to the Pentagon or something. And he's doing good work. He's saving the United States so much money. He's making it so much more efficient here. And he's never contacted by the communists. They never use him. They never whatchamacallit him. And then he gets caught. But he never did anything wrong. And look how much he contributed to American society. They're going to hang him. Why?
What he is?
Because of what he is. And what is he?
Sleeper cell.
He's a traitor.
Who's a traitor?
This guy, you have a sleeper agent. Let's say he never was activated.
It's like a spy who never got a chance to spy.
But I'm telling you, this guy did more. He better than
that.
He built up the Pentagon to what it is today. He brought it up. He masterminded the spy system. Of course, he was waiting to be activated. He's going to pass all the information. But he never did it.
Is it Ellie Cohen?
No.
Ellie Cohen was up. What do you think? Thank you. Okay.
Oh, you look special now.
I look like a Secret Service agent.
I'm a bouncer,
Rabbi. No, you have the other way around. Let's say you have someone that...
Put in here again.
You have someone that, this is the... How do agencies get people over to their side? And, they want to get loyal.
Ideals.
No, what if that fails?
Money?
They'll go...
Everybody has a price.
but there are certain people, even with the price, people will not work for the Israelis, right?
It's true.
People will not work there. They want to get someone in Iran. They try and pay people off. So what do? They get an Israeli who is from Iraq. And he might believe he's an Iraqi. And he'll get some Iranian to spy for the Iraqis.
They really just might bring them.
Yes. From? And they do it. Because they need Iranians. And the Iranians will spy for Iraq. They won't spy for Israel. So the Israeli contact, the Iraqi, they don't even know who they're working for.
The Iranians have the Iranians.
Right. And that's what they do.
Spell it today.
So what if you have this, this Iranian that he thinks that he's spying on behalf of the Ba'ath Party, B-A-A-F-T-H, Ba'ath Party. But he's being fooled, he puts his life on the line, he's putting himself in danger for the Ba'ath Party. But in the end, he's not doing the Ba'ath Party any good because the information is going to the Israelis. And the bath party finds out about it. Are they going to hang him?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
No.
If they're smart,
they'll cut off the information leaked to Israel.
They'll use him, they'll keep him going, and they'll use him to feed their what they want, you know.
And then they'll keep the real information and send false.
If they know that he really was tricked, I'm saying if they really trust him, if they really know he was tricked, he's going to be filled with remorse, and they're going to say, you see that gallows over there? There's only one way you can keep away from the gallows. You say you're loyal, so then we're going to see. We have other things to, you know, they'll use him, they'll double him back. And if they believe he's loyal, they will. They'll trust him. If they don't, they'll kill him. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that when it comes down to it, the amount of damage or positive benefit you've had is less important than your allegiance and your loyalty. Okay? Now, the Torah says, Achrei Rav Lahatis, you go after the majority. A guy that goes after the majority, so then you say, Rubai Kekulei. The majority is like, you did the majority, so we count that as if you did the whole thing. And you win. You win. But let's say you have someone that, for whatever reason, he just didn't make it past the threshold. He didn't make it past that threshold. But he's loyal. Now to tell you the truth, this is a very rare case. Because if somebody is truly loyal, he will get the majority. A loyal person will have the majority. So I don't even know if this case exists. I'm just saying, how do you have someone that's truly loyal that doesn't get it right most of the time? So I'm not even saying that this case really exists. I'm saying these two Gemaras, these two Mishnayos, there's two ways to do it, majority or Emunah, they could just be two different ways of expressing the same thing. Or maybe not. And God knows that. And I definitely don't know that. And maybe you know it, but I don't know it. What I'm trying to say is that the two Mishnayos are expressing the same concept in two different ways. What counts is not the number of mitzvahs you do versus the number of areas you do. What counts is whose side are you on. So the Mishnah Kedushin is saying, if by Hashem's calculation you come out right, so that means that you fight. You win one, you lose one, you win one, you lose one. But you want so much to win that you end up winning more than losing. So that's a sign that you really did want to be on Hashem's side, it's just you got dragged down, you had bad friends or something. So the raiv is not what does it. The raiv is a sign of where your true loyalties lie. And the Mishnah in Sanhedrin is making the same point.
I missed this.
You believe in the Tchias HaMesim, you believe in Tamid HaKamim, you believe in Kedushas HaTorah, you notice that's the Yesidus. Tchias HaMesim, that's heaven cover for Tamid HaKamim. Not using Sukkot to heal things, that's heaven cover for the Torah itself.
And that the
Torah
is from Sinai?
Torah is from Sinai, that it's Greek philosophy that you don't, that you, the divine Torah. These are all these types of Amunah. If you really believe them, so then that's Elam Haba. You're in Elam Haba.
I don't get that.
Is he asking a specific question?
What does it say to the steer on
Mishnah?
How does it say to the steer on Mishnah?
It's two different ways of expressing the same thing. Loyalty.
The two
Mishnahs? Yeah, the two Mishnahs.
Person's life isn't more important than that
potential
that would be given up without
no.
That.
No. There's a rat. Some of the believers, there's a rat in the person.
Okay. We said yesterday, you are what you do. Remember that? So someone can think...
So now we're saying you are what you believe. Now I'm saying you are what you believe.
Well, if someone wants to get up for chakras, but he's too lazy, but he really wants to, then he didn't get up for chakras. So
yeah, no, it's about a chiddush. The rabbi's saying a chiddush today.
But technically you're up. You're good.
And if a guy truly believes, in other words, his emunah is in the right place,
I'm finding this.
So then he's on the right side of the fence. Yes, that's what I just said.
Even if you miss.
That is what I just said.
Right. But you have to truly believe.
Right, it's got to be truly believe. A guy that doesn't get up, if he doesn't get up because he doesn't believe that Hashem hears him when he's talking to him, so why bother getting up? So then he doesn't truly believe. So that's what I said. It's very rare that if somebody truly believes, he's going to get up. So I'm not even
and generally, if he truly believes and he's not getting up, it's because he's an onus.
I'm not even sure that this case exists. I said that. I'm not even sure of someone that truly has all the amunas and at the same time does not have the majority of mitzvahs. I'm not even sure that there is a prototype of that case. Because if somebody has their amunah in the right place, so then he's going to be right the majority of the times. And if somebody's right the majority of the times, he would only do that if he had the proper belief. If it's such a case, if the case exists, it's extremely rare, and there's some kind of extenuating circumstances.
For those beliefs, by the way, is it 6 out of 6, or you got one? If you
the way to count it, the Rambam says we have no concept of Nahashem count systems.
What about retarded people, like autistic people?
They have no varus. But any mitzvah they do, they don't necessarily earn. Because they don't have the Yitzhahara like other people. Their Bechira is not the same Bechira as other people.
What about like a down?
What happens to them?
They said the Bechira is that they have a special element of this one. They don't have the same element of them. But the Dachlal are very holy people.
How awesome is that? I got the question and already that answer.
Is this understood? What I'm trying to say is very important.
Coming up, of course, for one of the questions.
This is very, very important. I hope I was clear. And the reason is now to introduce ourselves into this next paragraph in the Derech Hashem. So now if you have a Russia, this is a Russia Gamma. There's such a thing as a Russia Gamma. And that means that the reactions are so evil that they affected the person. And the actions are evil, they made the person evil. And that's also, it's very rare. It's very rare. Because with Derech Klal we believe that a person is basically good and he does bad things. And that's true about most people. But there is a point. Well, he's so evil. The things he's done are so evil that he became evil. He became evil. Well, Goyim, it's easier for Goyim to get to that threshold. They're starting out at a further point. It's much more difficult for Goyim. Much more difficult. So Hashem only gives them 7 mitzvahs. They'd never be able to do such a thing. They have a much bigger Yitzhahara.
Are there Rosh Gemara? Rosh Gemara these days?
These days?
Yeah.
I would say about among Klal Yisrael, there's a few.
So how is it that in one mission...
It's possible that it exists, it's just hard.
The guy has to really work hard to be a Rosh Gemara, but it's doable.
How is it possible that in one mission will explain that when you go to Elam Haba, you will get punished for the mineral?
Because Mishnayos and different Masechtos give you different perspectives of the same thing.
Okay, so... Are you going to get punished for the minimal of errors?
Oh, that they've been debacled. Yeah. They discussed the third one. That's, I don't know what the halacha is about.
That's what I was wondering about.
What do you mean by only benisim?
I'm sorry, I didn't get back to that. I wasn't planning on getting back to it.
I'm becoming up a course, have I? I've done questions like that and not answer them?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Rosh Shapiro and snitch on you.
I'm a fighter. But at least I explained it. The opinion that says you don't get any punishment for the avarice at all, how could you do that? Because if someone does a majority of mitzvahs, so then he showed who his loyalties are. So then there's no point. Hashem doesn't punish people who are loyal to him. And that's what I was trying to explain. Okay, you got that? Did you get that part you got? to withstand the test.
So does that make them get Olamahs?
Olamahs are just as
the only way that non Jews can get the same level as a Jewish person is to be Jewish.
What? They put them away and they get.
Yeah, they could be Jewish. God allows them to make their choices. If they get an Olamahs, they don't become Jewish.
Then why do we discourage people who want to be Jewish?
Because, man. We don't want that.
Cops and W.
We don't want someone that's only going to convert because he's in Paris. That's not a true.
You said there's no encouragement.
We don't, we discourage. 3 times. After that, we don't discourage.
Why 3 times?
You don't know
why
he
wants it. The guy comes, like, we're not going to go out.
Because he's not, because he's not. He's not coming. Until he comes the 4th time, he didn't come. Is that what Miracle means?
He's come, he came.
That's not what coming. He doesn't want.
He says he wants.
He doesn't want. You don't know he wants until he comes the 4th time. Okay, that's true. You're right. That's okay. That's where number 3 comes from.
What?
That's where number 3 comes from. Exactly. Which brings us to this paragraph.
Yes.
No.
What did the Russian government say? Yeah,
which brings this paragraph. What if you have something that's a Russia Gomer? That means that he doesn't just do bad things, but he is bad.
Bad.
He is bad. And he destroyed his body and he destroyed his soul. And there's nothing about him that's redeeming about him. There's no part of him that's left that Hashem wants to have anything to do with. But he did some good things in his life. So this is Mishpa, justice requires that he gets a reward for this.
So he gets his reward in this world.
No. So he gets his reward in this world. Now how do you understand how someone could be totally evil and still do something he deserves a reward for?
Well, if he gets his reward, but we learned
that. Understand
that? But he still goes to Olamahba.
Maybe he did good previously and then he became.
This is Hashem's midah of Rachman, whatever it is, of Tov.
But Rebbe, he still gets Olamahba though.
No matter how far off you go. No matter how far off you go, if you do good, you will get it. If you're a Russian, you'll get it in this world.
It's not the meat of Rachman, it's the meat of Din.
Din.
You get what you deserve, even if you don't deserve anything. I'm just trying to reconcile these 2 points. If I had to ask this question on a test, I would say that the Mishnah in Kedushin talks about how a person that's totally evil receives reward for his mitzvahs and gets the reward in this world. If he has reward, if he did something, if he deserves reward for his mitzvahs, how
can I answer
him
it very,
how could you call him totally evil?
Jelly-ish? Rebbe, he's not totally evil. There is no,
yeah, but there
he's
is.
Not totally evil.
There is something
that's
totally
that's the same question. How could Hashem create
possible,
evil? That, is
it's
not
possible,
evil?
It's possible to be totally evil and still do things which you deserve reward for. That is the goal of today's discussion.
If you're on the evil
if
side.
On the evil side.
He can still do good stuff.
But what happens to the good things that he did?
He gets reward in this world.
But he still goes to Olamahba.
No.
Totally evil.
Totally
evil. Hell.
He's not on that side. If you're on the good side, if you're on the side of the light, you go to Olamahba.
It's din, and even though
it
has a
what about every single
he's getting it because
Olamahba.
It's din?
Right.
And they're
But despite the fact he did things...
We said that at the beginning of this year.
And then we said there's a bunch of guys
that
don't.
Right, but
Rove
had nothing
evil.
To do with that.
Because totally evil means he's on the other side. Totally evil is on the
Rove
other
is
side.
An indication.
So he might have done some good
things. I won't go to hell either, Rabbi?
Same thing. The Mishnah says
good.
An indication also.
Never get out.
But the Rebbe said that the Mishnah talked about the people that don't have Olamahba. It had nothing to do with Rove.
Has a class in the Old Testament.
And he learned Chumash.
Because he knows that people won't come to a class in the New Testament because he's trying to get Jewish souls.
Yeah.
So he has a class in the Old Testament. He has 10 people who come to the class. 8 of the 8 people think he's full of hogwash. And they pack out. One guy gets interested in Bible study, goes to yeshiva where he comes from. One guy becomes a Christian. This missionary is going to hell. But he taught Torah to someone, the guy became from. He's totally evil. But he will get rewarded for that.
What if none of them...
If the biggest mob syndicate was totally evil, he could still do things with everyone. That's messed up.
What if the entire result was totally good? His intention was totally evil and the result was totally good. His intention was totally evil, his result was totally good.
He cut the guy's hand off to send his brother to show him that he has his body, but now the brother's buried the hand, so part of the guy was buried so they forget some mitzvah. Think about it.
Some of the time the other side.
Potentially he did good.
Close to hell.
Yes.
Okay,
some of the time the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, but even if you go to hell, you
still get to hell. No,
there's no help forever. Fine, no help forever. Fine.
We set up Bayou's view that if somebody, the majority of his things are mitzvahs, he's going to get punishment for the minority of errors in this world. He said that not everyone gets the punishment for all their errors in this world. They don't always appreciate the punishment that they get for their errors in this world. They may not live long enough to get punishment for all their errors in this world.
What do they
get? They go to Gehenna, and then they get out. If somebody has 98% mitzvahs, 2% of errors, and he gets the 2% punishment in this world, he will never go to Gehenna. He gets 1% in this world, he's going to get 1% of Gehenna. Then he'll get out. If he has 51% of errors, he goes to hell and never gets out.
What's our view?
Why? Because all the ordinary good things he gets in this world. I mean, on some level, you could say you could express it in this kind of way.
Rebbe, what's our view on non-Jews like Christians and such? Do they, it depends if they keep the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nai Noach?
If they keep the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, then they will get to Olam Haba.
They go to Olam Haba. And if they don't, then they go to hell forever also? But according to them, is it also a question of choosing God or not, because like they'll be.
Yeah, this concept is a universal concept.
So it's they choose to be good. They want to be good people.
The thing
and
is that the Goyim have two choices.
Oh, really yeah. Nice.
They could choose to be secondary to the Jews. They could be part of God's master plan. And they see their role is that the world needs Jews and the world needs assistance to Jews.
Right.
If they keep the seven mitzvahs, they're choosing to be the assistant to Jews.
Number three. Right.
And what they're all in heaven is that they're secondary to the Jews.
Right.
And that they could choose to keep the seven mitzvahs or not. Or they could become Jewish themselves. It's a higher level of bechira.
There's one that says that it's less, but it
matters. So you could choose to change your level of bechira. So there's two possible benedictions for bechira.
No.
Are we clear for our things? It's clear?
Like, you can't get better than that, so.
Number four. I know number three.
Because you want to
You know, we really are progressing in the safe.
Okay, obviously.
We looked at the safe and you'd see.
You fill a lot of stuff in there,
We're
progressing.
He promised him a lot of kids, a lot of money.
I don't want to confuse
that. His name should be like.
It's good, right? It's getting clear.
Why will not?
Why
these things specifically?
Because that's what you don't get when you travel a lot.
What things are included in the concept of myself assuming the money?